Moody in the morning.
Open your eyes, sleepyhead. We've already been awake for hours.
8:12 on the Moody in the Morning Show on Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. And it's time for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation and planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more right here in Michigan's Great Southwest. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, Pat. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good, good, great.
Very good. So what's on the docket this morning, my friend?
Well, I heard you were going out of town next week, and as most people know that... This is your last few weeks here at the radio show, so I thought we'd spend a little time where we'd reverse the roles here, and maybe I would interview you.
What, you're going to turn the tables on me, huh?
For the 10 minutes that I have with my time. So first of all, I want to say it's been an honor and a pleasure to kind of share the stage with you here over the last 4-plus years with a little 10 minutes that we do on Wednesday. It's been great to get to know you. And
likewise.
But let's get started here because I only got 10 minutes. But first of all, I want to make sure our listeners understand who we're interviewing here. Your career with Midwest Broadcasting started 46 years ago, as most people know. In 1988, you were awarded the coveted Midwest Broadcasting Master Sales Award. You were the president of Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce for 20 years while still doing the morning show, amazingly enough. After leaving there in 2013, you went on to create an online version of Moody on the Market, which we all know has been a huge success. You've served on many boards over the last 40 years, including the Lake Michigan College Board of Trustees, the National Board of American Public Television Stations, United Way of Southwest Michigan, the St. Joseph Today Board of Directors, the West Train Technical Oversight Committee for Amtrak, the Friends of the Airport at Southwest Michigan Regional Airport, the Benn Harbor Lions Club, the St. Joseph Benn Harbor Rotary, the St. Joe River Venetian Festival, Blossom Time, the Bering Community Foundation, Coloma Waterville Area Chamber of Commerce, the Lakeshore 504 SBA Loan Review Board, Volunteer Southwest Michigan, WNIT Public Television, Lakeland Regional Health Foundation, KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, Executive Committee, United Way of Michigan Board, and LM Vinters, among others. Quite an impressive resume, my friend.
Thanks.
You've had a great career here, and it's been, again, unprecedented, I think, the amount of years that you put into our community and this radio station. So kudos to you.
Thanks.
So let me ask you a few questions now.
Sure. Sure.
So some of our listeners maybe know and don't know, and I certainly don't know everything, but where were you born?
I was born in Grand Rapids, about 90 miles up the road.
In Grand Rapids.
Yep.
I always thought you were up in Boyne City, see? So.
Well, I moved to Boyne when I was, I think, 10 or 11.
Okay, so you went to school up in Boyne.
That's where I went to high school.
Okay.
Yep.
And where did you go to college?
I didn't.
You didn't go to college?
My entire collegiate career consists of one incomplete semester of American Literature from the University of Maryland European Division, which I took while I was in Adana, Turkey with the United States Air Force. And it's incomplete because I went to pick up my wife while I was on, I had to pick her up in Germany and bring her back so she could live in Turkey with me. And they gave the final exam while I was gone. So when I got back, I said, I'd like to make up the final exam. They said, class is over. You have an incomplete. And I said, well, I'd just like to make up the test. They said, what part don't you understand? Class is over. It's incomplete. And I said, well, yeah, you can call me 3 months from now at 2 o'clock in the morning and tell me I got 10 minutes to come and take the test. Let me take the test. I said, no, not going to happen.
I didn't know that, and I imagine a lot of our listeners out there didn't know that either.
But I did go to a Career Academy of Broadcasting in Milwaukee, and that's where I got my broadcast background.
So. And so how did you end up here in the great Southwest?
Well, it's an interesting story, believe it or not. Before I went into the Air Force, I joined the Air Force in 1969. I had gone to Career Academy after high school. It was only about an 8-month course over in Milwaukee. And when I graduated, I tried to get a job in broadcasting. Nobody would hire me because I was 18 years old and 1A for the military draft, which meant that Uncle Sam could snap me up at any time. All right. So I started trying, you know, to get a job around. And one day I sent a resume to Joe Mackin Sr. at WSJM Radio in St. Joseph, Michigan. And he scrawled across my resume, come and visit me, and mailed it back to me. So I called him up and I said, when do you want me to come? He said, when can you be here? And I said, well, I can be there tomorrow if you want. He said, all right, come and see me. So I came down, we chatted, had a nice conversation, everything. He says, hang on a second. He picks up the phone and he calls his partner over at WITL in Lansing, a station that we owned at that time. And he says, Chuck, it was Chuck Mefford Sr. He says, Chuck, I've just hired a young guy. And I go, hey, I got a job. He says, and I'm sending him over to you to sell. And I go, wait a minute, sales? I don't have, there's nothing in my resume that says anything about sales. You know, I wanted to be a news guy. And so Mefford says, how old is he? You say, young. He goes, how old are you? I'm 18. It was on the resume. He's 18. What's his draft status? 1A. You know, oh, geez. You know, he goes, no way. As soon as we get him trained, Uncle Sam's going to haul him off to war. So he chatted with his partner for a couple more minutes, and he hangs up the phone. He goes, sorry, son, you're fired. So it WSJM Radio is the place that I had the shortest job in my career, about 20 to 30 seconds, and it's also been my longest career, 46 years. So in between was this 4 years of the Air Force. Shortly after he turned me down and said, you know, we're not going to hire you, I said, I'm not going to wait around to be drafted, so I joined the Air Force.
I see.
And I did military broadcasting.
Isn't there a story of you coming to the front door here and being locked out?
It wasn't here. It was downtown. Yeah,
downtown.
When I first came, after I came from the military and I left the Air Force.
The first day on
the very
job
first day, yeah. I came down. I couldn't get in, so I went to a phone booth to call them and say, "Hey, let the new kid in, will you?" And I found a $20 bill in that phone booth, which basically doubled my income at that point.
Yeah, that's an amazing story.
Yeah.
So after knowing what you've done here for all these years and going into this career. You know, after your military service, would you say, would you do it all over again? I mean, is this
Absolutely.
The career path that you've felt is the direction that your life took you, obviously?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, because a lot of people have asked me, and a lot of people even in the early years said, you know, you're good enough. You could probably work in Chicago. And I said, I love Chicago. It's a great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there, especially with a young family, you know. And
sure.
I said, so, no, I'm really not interested. I decided early on. I love this area, and I said, as long as I make a little more money each year than the previous year, and as long as I continue to be happy, I'm good to go. And that formula's worked out ever since.
Well, speaking of family, are you going to spend a little bit more time with your family now that you're going to have a little bit more time on your hands?
I'm afraid I'm probably going to have to because Mrs. Moody loves to play pickleball, and she's trying desperately to recruit me into the game. So
I would love to see that.
Yeah, really.
Well, you won't have to get up to that 3 o'clock alarm anymore. But
no.
But I imagine you'll still be getting up early and
sure.
And
get the day started. Yeah, I can come over and have donuts with you or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Great. So just to wrap this up, I guess I would say that again. I really have appreciated our time together and getting to
Likewise.
Know you, and hopefully maybe you'll come. Maybe I'll have you a guest on my little 10-minute spills
we'll
do on Wednesday morning sometime. But one last thing, I mean, is there anything that sticks out, you know, over the last 46 years here in your time? I mean, I know there's probably many, many moments of people you've met and things you've been involved with, and you've done so much to help, you know, move things forward in this community, which is a great community to live in. But is there anything in particular that might stick out?
There is. You know, the guys from WNIT television came in yesterday and they interviewed me, and that's going to air, I think, tomorrow night on Experience Michiana, Thursday night on WNIT out of South Bend. And I told them that I think the thing that stands out the most is that in that 20-year gap while, you know, I was still doing morning radio but working at the chamber, at one point, downtown St. Joe ended up with like 18 or 19 vacancies all at once. You know, there were people that had retired and all that. And we had all those gaps. And so Cornerstone Alliance and Chamber of Commerce and the St. Joseph Improvement Association and the City of St. Joe met in, you know, crisis stage and said, what are we going to do? And created $1 million revolving loan fund, half of which could be used to recruit new businesses, half of which could be used to, you know, facade improvements and things like that. And it worked like a charm. We brought, you know, we had new businesses to town.
That was shortly after we had moved here. It was a real turning point for the community.
And it was because, you know, a lot of downtowns, you know, have a ton of vacancies. And ours hardly ever does anymore.
Yeah.
As soon as a vacancy comes up, somebody grabs it up and says, I want to do business there. So we're very, very lucky.
Awesome, awesome. It's a great tribute to the community and your work here and so many other people that have come around.
Well, I was proud to play a part in that. So.
Yeah, Yeah. It's and again, kudos to you, and we look forward to you moving into some different areas. I know you're still going to be active and involved in the community. And
still be doing Moody on the Market.
Moody on the Market, and we'll miss you here on Wednesday mornings. But
thanks.
I'm sure you're you have a very adequate fill-in coming for you.
Yeah, he's right behind the glass.
Yeah. Dr. Ray.
Dr. Ray. All right, very good. Well, thanks, Tom. How can folks get a hold of you? It's tax time.
It is tax time, and we're getting very busy, but if you are a new client, we will do your taxes for $89, and there's a coupon on our website at austinfinancial.us. You can always download that. Our phone number is 269-429-1585. We're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville.
All right. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on the program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional, and we hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.